From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Africa's president-elect Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to meet with the leaders of other political parties so they can find common ground.
I will seek to work with all political parties and we'll start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa says he understands there are concerns about corruption and mismanagement in state-owned companies. He took office Thursday after Jacob Zuma resigned as president late Wednesday. Ethiopia's prime minister stepping down in what they say is an effort to avoid and advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Hailemariam Desalegn submitted his resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling coalition. In recent weeks, the government has released hundreds of prisoners, many of whom were arrested on charges of terrorism or inciting violence in an effort to ease political tensions. Ethiopia has been going through political unrest since a wave of anti-government protest in 2016, mainly in one southern region, prompting officials to declare a state of emergency. Pakistan criticizing a new U.S. report saying the country's weapons are a continued threat to a regional American interest. A foreign ministry spokesman criticized the report for its singular negative focus on Pakistan. He pointed to India's having the fastest-growing stockpile of nuclear weapons. This is VOA News.